The morning crowd at the Bennington Starbucks moved through the time-honored rituals with rote familiarity, ordering their caffeine and caramel in pidgin Italian, waiting like school kids for their names to be called, and then either exiting into the faintly cool January air or sinking childlike into an oversized, overplushed armchair for a hit of the web. The stereo played over and over the same 9 songs by aged, guitar hero Peter Frampton, now appropriately acoustic. Then, right in the middle of some melancholy chord, a voice crackled over the sound system, a voice that some people in the coffee shop immediately recognized. "Greetings, Green Mountain Starbuckers," said Vern Barkley in his deep radio baritone, with just a hint of his Franklin County upbringing. "This is a special message going out just to those of you in the 19 Vermont shops. The other 34,513 Starbucks scattered across the planet Earth and aboard our lazily orbiting space station will continue to listen to Mr. Frampton mark the launch of his new album on Starbucks' label. I know that all of us join in thanking the coffee giant for taking the musical icons of our various youths and encouraging them to noodle acoustically in the background. And it is a great pleasure to know that no matter which shop you visit, the soundtrack will be the same. It's almost as reassuring as the muffled ba-dump-ba-dump of the womb. But today, your friends here at Radio Free Vermont, underground, underpowered, and underfoot, wanted to take this opportunity to patch into the streaming Starbucks signal and remind you that we still have coffee shops in this state actually owned by Vermonters. Coffee shops where the money in the till doesn't disappear back to Seattle, where the cream in the mocha sexy Kappa Molto comes from the cow down the road, and where the music on the stereo might actually come from your neighbors. You can find a list at radiofreevermont.org if the authorities haven't managed to shut it down today. And don't bother telling them Vern sent you. They'll know. Remember, small is kind of nice. And now, if perhaps your barista will be so kind as to turn up the volume a notch or two, we'll leave you with a little Grace Potter and the Nocturnals straight out of Waitsfield. As it happened, the manager was actually up on a stool trying to turn the speakers off, but not before Grace Potter's voice on the chorus of "Ah, Mary" cut through the morning air. "Ah, Mary, she'll bake you cookies, then she'll burn your town. Ah, Mary, ashes, ashes, but she won't fall down." Meanwhile, about 60 miles north, a beer truck lumbered slowly off the Crown Point Bridge and began the drive up Route 22 toward Burlington. It hadn't gone a mile before the driver came to an orange detour sign in the middle of the road and turned left on a dirt farm road. He drove about a mile more, past cows staring impassively at the sides of his truck with its pictures of 2 young women in bikinis, reclining in a hot tub and hoovering Coors Light long necks with an ardor that suggested deep and full-bodied pleasure. Around a bend in the road, the truck driver found another detour sign and followed it for 2 miles, till yet another sign guided him down a dirt road next to a creek lined with willows, a creek still flowing in the mild January chill. After about a mile of that, with the road turning into rut, he came upon a lady in a balaclava holding a stop sign. The driver braked, and as he did, 2 young men, also in balaclavas, appeared, one on either side of the truck. Each had a tire pressure gauge, and within seconds air was hissing out of the front tires, and the truck slumped slightly forward. "Apologies," said the lady in the balaclava. "This will take a little while, I'm afraid. If you wanted to walk to the nearest house and call the police, that's fine. but it's about 4 miles. Or you could wait a little while, and then we'll fill your tires again. Anyway, we've made you a picnic." She put a paper sack on the seat beside him and started lifting things out. BLT with bacon from Vermont Smoke and Cure, a whole pint of Stratford Creamery maple walnut ice cream. And here's something special. A bottle of the new Long Trail Coffee Stout in Bridgewater Corners. The coffee doesn't come from Vermont, but it is roasted here. You can only have one, because we're serious about DUI in this state. But I think you'll find it filling. And we've got a gift pack of beers from 51 of Vermont's brewers to send home with you. Did you know we had more breweries per capita than any place on Earth? I have no idea why they think we need Coors, too. While she talked, the driver just gaped. The two young men were busy hauling down cartons of beer. They opened each, quickly twisted the caps, and then turned the whole box upside down to drain. When the bottles were empty, they loaded the cartons into the back of two pickups. The driver watched from his rearview mirror, and after about half an hour, he finally spoke. "Hey, lady, this is going to take forever. I've got 1,200 cartons in the truck. Why don't you just toss them over the side and let me go?" The woman looked up at him from above a draining carton of beer. "Oh, sweetie," she said, "this is Vermont. We recycle."